There is real momentum. Nothing's assured, but there's real momentum in this peace process. And the security guarantees are incredibly important, but as is the reconstruction and the prosperity plan, and she'll be there to work on that. And look, my judgment was that taking that role would be consistent with resigning as an MP, and I welcomed her doing that. I won't give you no
money. Good morning and welcome back to the show, Evan Bray, on this Wednesday morning, Ukrainian Christmas. So Merry Christmas to our Ukrainian friends and family in the province that are celebrating that today. We are heading into open lines, but before we do so, I've got one more guest that I wanted to chat with because, of course, former Canadian Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland has just been announced this week. She's stepping down from Parliament to take on this new role as the Economic Development Advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Unpaid position aimed at helping Ukraine strengthen its economy. Now, the move is being described as a way to support Ukraine, but it is sparking debate over the timing, the process of Canadian politicians taking on international roles while they are still in an elected position. I've read lots online about this, including that was written by Brian Lilly, our guest, regular guest on this program, political columnist for the Toronto Sun. And I've been able to catch up with Brian Lilly on the icy streets of Toronto this morning. Brian, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You guys got an ice rain or something last night, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. And I was just out this morning, just got back in from taking the dog out, actually. Just horrible on the street. So, you know, it's that weird temperature where it's back and forth between above freezing and below freezing, and you got rain coming. And
in Saskatchewan, we strap our skates on and skate to work.
Well, I think you're exaggerating there. I know Sask.
I know you do, yeah.
I have done that in Ottawa back when I lived right by the Rideau Canal and was at a radio station at the other end of the canal. I could skate a couple of kilometers to work.
That's crazy. Okay, well, let's get into the business. I know you've got a bit of a limited time this morning, but let's talk about this Chrystia Freeland role, how this has unfolded, and just your thoughts.
It's a complete conflict of interest, and she is my MP, by the way. In my view, you cannot be an MP in Canada's parliament and an advisor to a foreign government. She was offered this position on December 22nd by Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukrainian president. She told Prime Minister Mark Carney, I get varying accounts, December 23rd or December 24th, depending on who you're talking to. He said, oh, yeah, sounds great. Now, interesting, it wasn't supposed to come out on Monday the way that it did. Monday morning, I think around 5 a.m. our time, Zelensky tweeted it out. The Liberals have been waiting to call a bunch of by-elections and have a bunch of people all leave at the same time. Bill Blair, who will become our High Commissioner to the United Kingdom in London, England. Jonathan Wilkinson, who will become our ambassador in Brussels to the European Union. Up in the air as to whether Melanie Jolie goes now after Stephen Guilbeault resigned from cabinet. He looks like he's leaving. So the Carney government wants to take all these Liberals in pretty safe seats, have them resign at once, do a bunch of by-elections, win them all, and say, see, we're awesome. And maybe even, you know, if Matt Genereux will resign, call a by-election in Edmonton Riverbend at the same time and try and pick up that seat and get their majority. But, you know, Chrystia Freeland has said, well, I will resign, but she hasn't said when. So she's still a sitting MP, and she's an advisor to a foreign government. I don't care how closely aligned we are with that other government. You can't be an MP sitting in the government caucus and being an advisor to a foreign government.
Well, Brian, isn't there some rule about a cooling off period to prevent sitting MPs and politicians from actually job hunting while they're on taxpayer dollars?
No, it's after you leave, you're not supposed to take a job like this. Uh-huh. So in speaking to Liberals about this, the fact is that I'm told she's working with the ethics commissioner, who they claim is giving her the A-OK in this. By a plain reading of the law, I do not know how, unless you make a political decision, you can say that this is OK. It goes against the law. It does not jive with what is written. It does not jive with what Parliament intended. So you can't bend the rules just because you say, well, yeah, but that's meant for China, not mm-hmm. Ukraine.
Chances of consequences from this, other than, you know, some loud noise from the conservatives, which we've been hearing already, probably fairly minimal.
What's the old saying? You could run a yellow dog here. As long as they're a liberal, they'll get elected. This is University Rosedale in Toronto. So Rosedale is the wealthiest neighborhood in Canada. If you look at the wealthiest neighborhoods in Canada, they almost all vote and elect liberals. The other part of the riding is the University of Toronto. So those are the two big anchors for this riding. And it is one of the safest liberal seats you're going to find.
Mm-hmm.
The chance of the conservatives winning this, zero. The chance of the liberals winning Scarborough, I believe it's Scarborough Guildwood, where Bill Blair is, potentially they could. Ontario's Doug Ford and the progressive conservatives, they've won that riding provincially. So the conservatives could, if they put up a good fight. North Vancouver, where Jonathan Wilkinson is, before he won it, it had been a conservative riding, a liberal riding for one term. And before that, it had been conservative and/or Canadian Alliance and Reform for years.
Mm-hmm.
So that one could go. But most of these ridings are most likely going to stick with the Liberals whenever we get to all these by-elections. But it is clear that the Liberals are saving up all these by-elections. As I said, they want to do a show of force. There's a lot of politics at play here. But with Freeland going rogue and having this announced before it was supposed to be, things are looking sloppy mm-hmm. for the Carney government. And I'm also told that this went out via a tweet on X at 5 a.m. Eastern, so what, 3 a.m. your time, and or I guess 4 a.m. your time, my apologies, and Freeland wouldn't answer phones from the PMO for most of the day. And eventually they got in touch with her and said, you've got to announce you're resigning. So she announced that she was resigning as Carney's special representative right. and advisor on Ukraine, but that she would resign as an MP in the coming weeks. Not good enough. She's likely living in London, England right now. This is what the reporting says. I live in the riding. I run into all kinds of politicians all the time, Evan. Queen's Park is just down the street from me, so I run into provincial, but I also run into federal MPs,
sure.
liberal, conservative. I run into cabinet ministers. I walk my dog through the neighborhood. If I walk north, I go through Chrystia Freeland's neighborhood. I'll walk the dog up there. I haven't seen her. I never see her, but people that do say they haven't seen her in months. So she's not even living here. She's taking a paycheck. She's advising a foreign government while a sitting MP. Unacceptable. And I've heard that from liberals as well, who are pretty upset at how she's handling this.
Brian Lilly is my guest, political columnist for the Toronto Sun. We've only got about a minute and a half left, but just your thoughts. We saw a conservative MP from BC say it would be a cold day in hell before he would betray his party and cross the floor, even though he's been courted, according to him, by the Liberal Party. This makes me think about this move that is going on for this petition sponsored by a conservative MP to close the Democratic loophole to prevent people from crossing the floor. Thoughts on that?
So this is Scott Anderson out of Vernon, Kelowna Lake Country in British Columbia. And good on him for coming out and saying that this happened and saying that it'd be a cold day in hell. Michael Ma, if you remember, was at the Conservative Christmas party one night. He was at the Liberal Christmas party the next night and then gave an interview saying, oh, I was a conservative in my heart when I went to bed the night before. No, you weren't.
Yeah, that's not truthful.
We've had two provinces at the provincial level banned floor crossing in the past. One was New Brunswick. They banned it in 2014 under the PC government. The incoming Liberal government got rid of it right away. In Manitoba, the NDP banned it in 2006, and then the PCs repealed it in 2018. But it was challenged in 2017 when the PCs kicked Stephen Fletcher out of their caucus. And he challenged it because he couldn't even start a new party. He was told you have to sit as an independent or resigning out of a by-election. He wanted to start a new party because he was kicked out. He challenged it in court. The judge said, no, this is constitutional. He challenged it under freedom of expression and freedom of association under the charter, and the judge said no. But then the PCs got rid of it because, they sometimes benefit from it. I don't see the Liberals or the Conservatives banning this because they've both benefited from it in the past, and they both hope to in the future.
Ryan, I know you're on a timeline, so we'll leave it there for today. Thanks so much for giving us some time.
Thank you.
Brian Lilly, political columnist for the Toronto Sun. Always appreciate having Brian on the show. We're going to take our break, and then we come back to open lines. There is a ton to talk about, and I want to hear from you. 1-877-332-8255. That's the number. You want to give me a shout? You want to shoot me a text? We'll go through the grocery list of topics to talk about when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.